This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Connectivity is more important than ever with COVID-19 accelerating remote working and online learning, and now Fast Signs has acquired Nerds2Go, an emerging IT services franchise brand. Catherine Monson, CEO of Fast Signs, said, "We look forward to what lies ahead for this exciting brand, especially the continued growth that will benefit Nerds2Go customers, franchisees, and team members. Nerds2Go has been franchising for 3 years and has 25 franchise locations in 16 states. Here's an interesting partnership. True Blue Total House Care, the full-service home maintenance franchise, is partnering with Right at Home, a leading in-home care provider franchise. True Blue President Sean Fitzgerald said, "By partnering with Right at Home, we can ensure our clients find in-home care as their needs change. We can also help Right at Home's clients with needed home modifications and ongoing repairs and maintenance to ensure the home environment remains safe." FranConnect announced a partnership with Lumen AI, a technology platform that uses conversational artificial intelligence to convert leads into sales opportunities. The SMS-based AI bot arranges introductory sales conversations and automatically populates calendars, now integrating with FranConnect. Jaffrey Ali, Chief Product Officer at FranConnect, said, "During a time when high-touch lead generation is not feasible, the frictionless sales process is an imperative." Little Caesars and DoorDash announced a major expansion of their exclusive partnership, extending the availability of Little Caesars delivery to the DoorDash app and website for the first time. Ed Gleck, Senior Vice President of Innovation at Little Caesars, said, "We're excited to expand our product availability to the DoorDash app so pizza lovers can have even more options for having America's best value delivered right to their door." Celebrity Soul Food, the casual restaurant concept that specializes in premium soul food that was founded by celebrity CEO Dr. Frederick Jacobs and his wife Taja Jacobs, is opening up a new franchise opportunity catered to chefs and entrepreneurs. Dr. J says, "We're honored to expand our company and invite others to join us in this exciting journey where we may all grow together. This is a momentous occasion to also be the first and fastest growing national soul food chain." Papa John's announced the company raised more than $3 million for its Foundation for Building Community, which supports communities as they work together for equality, fairness, respect, and opportunity for all. Shaquille O'Neal, Papa John's board member and franchise owner, said, "Thanks to the generosity of each customer who ordered a Shaq-a-roni pizza and the support of our franchisees and team members, we raised more than $3 million to support communities and causes very close to my heart. $1 from every Shaq-a-roni sold was donated." I just like saying Shaq-a-roni. Early in the year, Cruise Planners committed to providing a comprehensive internship experience to prepare young adults of various abilities for independence and job readiness in partnership with the Dan Marino Foundation. When the COVID-19 pandemic posed a new risk to derail the internship program until next year, Cruise Planners proposed a virtual internship to support the commitment it had made to the students. For almost 30 years, the Dan Marino Foundation's mission is to empower individuals with autism and other developmental disabilities. Vicky Garcia, COO and co-owner of Cruise Planners, said, "As the nation's largest home-based travel advisor franchise network, where you can run your business virtually from anywhere, we felt the students could greatly benefit from a remote internship." In People News, Elizabeth Colon is the new regional operations manager at Home Franchise Concepts. Taco John's announced the company has appointed Brad Berghaus as its new corporate chef. Blaze Pizza has appointed Vince Joukowsky as chief marketing officer and Rick Gestring as chief restaurant officer. Kitty Academy announced the appointment of Jason Goldstein, MD, to the position of health and wellness advisor. Qdoba has named Jenny Cho, a former Pepsi marketing executive, as chief marketing officer. Epcon Franchising announced the hiring of Morgan Knapp as National Sales Director. And Roger Flynn joins Woody's Barbecue as the new Director of Franchise Development. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, The Franchise Show is happening in person in Atlanta, November 21st and 22nd at the Cobb Galleria Center. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates in person, find out more at AtlantaFranchiseShow.com. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. And Social Geek Radio will be there live, podcasting from the exhibit hall. Please join me there. Today's franchise news is brought to you by Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Friday on Social Geek Radio, Scott Greenberg joins me to share tips from his new book, The Wealthy Franchisee.